WFODICKS.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I wanted you to say it.
I get super jealous of Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I just wish you had every dick.
WFO dicks.
All
right. That does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on a piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm already wasting our time, I want to
step on somebody's mic
for nothing.
That smells like the clover now.
It's a dangerous assignment.
Oh, my God.
I find that
reason. Big blood!
WFOD starts now.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. Hey, baby.
Check out my hands.
Yeah. Damn, we're smooth.
Don't send me messages. I don't know how to do it. It's bad enough that I can look at your fucking goalie pads.
Are you talking about his Skype? Is he trying to Skype message you?
No, he's sending me messages on Skype. I don't want to look at your Skype messages. He's sending me memes, Travis.
Why would you message somebody on Skype? You just talk to him. You message somebody somewhere else. It's not. You don't message on Skype.
Yeah, we're talking right now. Why are you sending me memes?
Is he talking shit about me?
Who?
Napier's talking shit about me.
Oh,
that's why
the memes?
He's messaging you. That's why he's messaging you.
Oh, he's trying to send me private memes. Stuff to make fun of you.
Yeah, while I'm on the fucking line. That's why
Napier,
he can't talk.
Napier. I take back what I said about the memes. If it's in the spirit of making fun of Travis, I'm for it.
Guess what? I'm drawing pictures of both of you right now.
Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course.
Really dumped to cut my picture.
Via Skype by my co-hosts, Travis.
Huh?
And Napier. Hi, Napier. See, no.
Two pictures. Mike's got a stupid haircut, and he's pooping out of his mouth. I'm drawing pictures. That's my memes.
Travis, we've been talking to Napier for 20 minutes on Skype.
Is he gone now?
And now he's acting like he's not there, Travis. Now he's acting like he's not there.
I can hear you.
I can hear you now, too. What's going on?
Words.
I don't know. I couldn't hear you.
Napier, Travis is inebriated, if you can't tell.
How inebriated?
He said that it rained on his parade, and so he just drank instead.
That sounds fucking awesome. Why are you mad at him?
No, I'm not mad at him. I think it's great. I'm looking forward to whatever this is going to be.
I didn't let it stop. I grilled some pretty sweet New York strips and some fried potatoes and shit. It was really good. But I was too inebriated to eat it all. I ate like half of it and I was like, I can't deal with this anymore. And then I fell asleep for a little bit. And then my wife reminded me I had to come on and do the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Your wife reminded you?
I'm excited. I'm here. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk to all of our fans. A big shout out to Liquid. Big shout out to Solid. Can't wait to get on with this show, guys. So whenever we start, let me know.
Well, Travis, also, this is a bit of a tease, but later on, we're going to have some gas.
Gas?
Everyone's favorite segment is returning. We promised it, and we're delivering.
The coot or the butt?
That's right, Travis, tonight, the coot or the butt.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So disappointing. So fucking disappointing.
Mike, every so often you have to throw a horse sneeze in there.
So Travis, I had an inside source on the baby shower, which was this Saturday. And I got some exciting little tidbits that
you didn't
I wasn't able to attend. No, but I'm hoping that Napier gives us a good recap. But if he doesn't,
play by play,
I have some tidbits beyond what Napier tells. So Napier, how did the baby shower go? It was at the awkward dog park.
What do you keep calling it a fucking dog park? It's just a fucking park. It is a park where people go with their kids and their
Napier,
families.
You called it the dog park. The only reason I call it the dog park is because that's what you called it.
Yeah, like the first time I knew of it, that's what the thing said on the website. But
so that's what the thing said on the website. So that's why I call it the dog park.
I've never seen one dog.
I want to ask you two questions. Are dogs allowed there?
I guess so, but they're allowed at every fucking park.
They have a whole like dog walking area fenced off.
No, there's not a dog
that say dog walking area.
Second question, is it called dog park?
No, it's just Doosable Park. There's not a sign anywhere that says anything about dogs ever.
Doosable?
Yeah.
Dog park.
That was named after a dog. His name was Doozle. He was the one that they walked around the park.
Yeah, but he died, and now he's not there anymore.
So it's the dog park. It's a park from the dog.
It's a park named after a dog, I guess. I don't know.
I made that part up, but it might be true.
Let me ask you this question. Is there a hamburger that dogs can run underneath?
No.
They should get one.
Yeah, they probably should,
So, I mean, how did it go? Was there a good attendance?
Oh, yeah, we had a bunch of people there. I made pulled pork and hot dogs, and there was grilled marinated chicken. It was a good time.
Did you marinate it before you grilled it or after?
Before.
Good so for you. That's your recap, what you cooked and that it was a good time.
That's all I care to remember.
There isn't anything noteworthy that happened?
No, not
any
that I'm aware of.
Any fun anecdotes that you can share with our global audience?
I would rather not.
Why would you rather not, Napier? Don't you want to tell people the entertaining things that happened to you this week?
Because I've been to this place twice
the dog park
in my entire life. And each time I have been shit on by the people who run this place.
There was a sewer incident.
There was a sewer incident just like the fucking last time.
The sewer
at
the pavilion backed up.
Okay, so the wife said, hey, let's get the pavilion that's right next to the bathrooms. That way people don't, have to go too far to go to the bathrooms.
Makes sense.
We can all just sit in the pavilion. If it rains, it rains, whatever. It's right by the bathrooms. Nobody even has to get wet. There's a covered area that you can walk through, get you right to the bathrooms. Even if it's pouring down rain, you can shit in comfort.
Right. You can shit right within earshot of everyone at the party.
Well, no, you can't hear anybody. There's a good, fenced in border area. You can't hear anybody shit. However, what happened was somebody went to go shit, and during their shit, the pipe to take it away from where we were to where the shit goes.
Must have been a pretty impressive shit.
I don't know how impressive it was, but it did completely back up everything, and then shit water just started flowing everywhere, toilet paper included, all over the area where we had the food set up. So we had to take the food away from the shit and stick it next to somewhere with way less feces and toilet paper.
That's a responsible thing to do. You take the food away from where the poop water is.
Yeah, everything was like on like a bench, but the bench was like really fucking close to where the shit was. And it was like you could smell the shit. And then after you could smell the shit, the bugs smelled the shit. So the bugs started coming over to where the shit was.
Right, right.
So we got mosquitoes and gnats and all these other fucking bugs that love shit and human waste. And they started like surrounding us. And I kept having to squish them like as they tried to attack my pregnant fucking wife. And I don't want a kid born with that Zika virus where their brain shrink to nothing.
So you were fighting off the bugs in her honor. You were her knight in shining armor.
Yeah, and my unborn child's like, I don't want to have a potato baby, so I'm killing all these goddamn Zika-infested mosquitoes everywhere.
You're a hero.
I am a hero. I am a proud almost dad. I kept this kid from being retarded.
Now,
at least you know.
Napier, the staples of any good baby shower is games, right? You play games at these things.
Yes, you do.
Oh, what kind of games did you have at the Napier baby shower?
We played the game of wrap toilet paper around my belly, not the wife's belly, but my belly, to try to get prizes and fun times.
They said that they were going to wrap toilet paper around you to determine how big around you are.
Yeah, some people got really damn close.
Why is that a game?
I don't know. I don't know what these games are supposed to be.
And so people won the game, and what kind of prizes did they win?
I think one was a bag full of like trinkets and like microwave popcorn and soda or beer. Like if you wanted beer, you could get a beer or soda if you wanted soda.
Travis, whatever. I heard that one of the prizes you won at the Napier baby shower for winning the game was a bag of microwave popcorn and a Bud Select.
Yeah, that was one of them. That was one of them, yeah.
It's like you just cleaned out your fridge, like what you didn't want anymore, you gave away as prizes?
No, we were just at the store like, oh, people like Bud Select. How much Bud Select? Not too much. How about we just give a half a case away as party favors? Okay, that's enough investment. There you go.
Travis, would you be satisfied with that gift as your prize? Did Travis fall asleep, Napier?
Probably he should have. Fucking boring. So, yeah, I gave away microwave popcorn and Bud Selects as a prize for winning the game of how big around is my goddamn belly.
If Travis falls asleep, how are we going to play the coot or the butt?
Dude, you can play the coot or the butt anytime you want to. We can play it right now.
Travis, don't you want to play the coot or the butt?
Woo! Yeah, he's not,
shit,
he's,
what?
He's not going to say anything until you wake up.
Did you just wake up? Take a little nappy, gay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You okay?
Was Napier talking about Bud Select?
Yeah. Napier gave out Bud Select and microwave popcorn as baby shower gifts.
I didn't think they even made Bud Select anymore. Did you get that at a closeout store?
No, they make it here for St. Louis. I think they just sell it to St. Louis.
We don't have nobody else has that anymore.
Well, it's like Miller 64. You could drink like 17 of them and never feel inebriated. So I guess if that's what you're going for, you win.
You know what I liked? I liked that Miller Chill with the lime flavor.
I like that too. And now all they have is Bud Light Lime. But Miller Chill was really good. Like if you decided to go to the beach, that was a great beer. I'm curious as to why this trend of men being at baby showers has continued, because I'm getting real sick of that shit. Like men don't belong at baby showers. That's for ladies.
Right.
I agree.
We have diaper parties.
110%. No, we shouldn't have any parties.
We're going to have the wheelbarrow full of dicks diaper party.
You want to have a diaper party with me, Mike?
Yeah. I'm going to buy you some diapers.
Some Snickers. All it is drinking sangria and eating Snickers out of diapers.
Are you going to melt some candy bars in some diapers and then eat them like it's poop?
No, I'm going to tell you, you're not invited to my house anymore. Why would you ever do that?
Travis, so let me ask nasty. You a question.
I wish you wouldn't.
If Wolverine fought a Jedi, who would win?
Wolverine.
Wolverine claws versus lightsaber. Go.
Jedi.
What makes you think that?
Well, they cut him in half.
But not the claws, can't cut through the adamantium, can you?
Oh, people have cut through adamantium. They just cut Wolverine directly down the middle. Like that last episode of American Gods where Emily Browning punched that or kicked that guy up from the groin and he just split up through the middle and his fucking spine and skull just shot out of the top of his head.
Oh, spoilers. I haven't seen the last one.
I haven't either. I got one left. That was two episodes ago.
Oh, I saw the one where they were having really fucking gay sex.
Like those dudes were banging for like 15 minutes.
How do you have really gay sex that's gayer than just like gay sex?
It was super gay. It was like really, really gay.
So like they were into it?
Gayer than one hard dick. Two hard dicks with one hard dick in the other dude.
So gay guys can have gay sex and just like not be all that enthusiastic about it.
This is hardcore gay sex, and I fast forwarded through it because I could not deal with it. But the very next episode had Emily Browning and the dude that plays Moonshadow or whatever, Stormshadow.
Oh, yeah,
and they were banging for like 15 minutes too, and I was totally fine with that. I did not fast forward it through it. It was just the two gay dudes hardcore banging. I could not watch for 15 minutes. I had to fast forward through it.
15 minutes is a large portion of a program to dedicate
a long fucking time.
Sex.
Yeah, gay or otherwise. It's just not. It's like that scene in Matrix Revolutions where Keanu Reeves is banging like Carrie Ann Moss for like an extended amount of time while there's a rave going on in that weird cave place. Like that is not necessary. Just don't do that.
In Nobody the chat, needs... Travis, they're accusing you of being sexist.
No. No, he's not. That's horrible.
Sexist would mean I was against females, not against gay dudes.
No, I don't
You could
think
literally
that's
see
right.
this gay dude's dick inside this other dude's stomach. Like he was punching around in there like it was a baby.
Yeah, it's a little more than being homophobic. I did not need to see that. I wouldn't have wanted to see the dude's dick inside of a gal punching around in the stomach. I don't need that. I'm not interested.
That show from the previews just kind of looks like it's like imagery pornography. It's just like brutal, crazy murder scenes and flashing lights and nonsense. It looks like a Zack Snyder orgasm.
It's a lot like a Zack Snyder flick, except there's a lot of substance. Like we were watching one episode tonight. It was like Storm Shadow, whatever his gal's backstory, showing what happened up to her death and resurrection. And I was watching it and the wife was fucking around on the computer. And she says about 20 minutes in, she's like, "Oh man, this show is really fucking weird, huh?" I said, "Well, no. The weirdest thing about this episode is that this episode explains a lot of stuff, and this is like episode 5, so."
Oh, did you actually see her biting on a dick?
No, they never showed it. They never showed her. It was all insinuated. They never showed her actually putting a dick in her mouth.
You saw a dude humping another dude with a huge boner. You saw this dude's erect dick. And they won't show a dick going into a lady's mouth.
Well, you also saw that super sexy black chick banging all those people and absorbing them into her coot. Like, she was sucking all those dudes and gals right up into her vag. Like, it was like some kind of
She was
weird
absorbing
message.
Them?
But yeah, she, oh, yeah. like... They started being super into banging her, and she was like, "Yeah, scream my name, get into it." And they were getting into it, and they were, like, totally into it, and they were, like, their minds were messed up by banging this chick. They were so into it. And then all of a sudden, she got, like, 20 feet tall and sucked them right up into her coot. They're all gone. They disappeared. She just, like, that's how she got her power, apparently. It was, like, sucking them all up into her vag.
Do you remember that scene in It, not the new movie or whatever the fuck it is, the TV show where that dude gets sucked into that pipe and he, like, splits kind of in half like a piece of paper getting folded all fucked up-y and then goes into that pipe?
I remember.
You remember that? Why don't you see that going into her coot? Like, no, it's just these dudes and ladies. Like, there were ladies there getting sucked up into her coot. Why didn't they fold in half backwards and go into her coot?
It just seemed to get smaller or something, or she got bigger. It was like a trick of the camera, and then they just, like, disappeared into, like, between her legs. It's, like, completely fucked up.
Yeah, her nasty oyster cave.
So the baby shower was a success?
We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of very usable stuff, like stuff we needed to have. It's nice to not to have to pay for that. And not going to lie, I drank a whole lot while I was making barbecue. Like, I started at noon, and I was drinking a little bit more than I probably should have, but I was barbecuing. I was getting into the mood, like, yeah, this is going to be fun. You know, I'm going to smoke these two big pork shoulders, and in order to do that, I'm going to have to get a little inebriated, you know, to get me into the spirit of barbecue. And I took that idea a little further than what I probably should have. And I got way fucked up on vodka, and I was just inhaling pork fumes for 8 hours. I smoked this fucking thing for 8 hours. I also drank for 8 hours. You know, fuck me. So,
well, don't let anybody tell you that just because you become a father that all of the parties that you have for the kid are not drinking parties. Because every time that me and the people that I know have parties for our children, they are essentially drinking parties for adults that you just happen to have cake for your children.
Exactly. I'm not pregnant. I can drink vodka. You know, whatever.
Exactly.
So I probably drank too much, and the next day we're having this baby shower, and the pork, fucking fantastic. I love the pork. It was great. I don't remember making half of it, but it was a fun time, and the entire time I'm at this baby shower, I am just hung over, and people are trying to talk to me like, oh, congratulations on being a dad. Thanks. That was, you know, months ago when I found out, and probably, you know, months ago when you found out too. But thanks for putting into words what, you know, I've already felt for the last 18, 20, 30 fucking weeks.
So do you guys want to play the game?
Mike, what'd you do for Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, what'd you grill?
Oh, I'm getting new windows tomorrow, so I was cleaning
that's
area
tomorrow
in front of the windows to prepare
that's not
for
a barbecue.
The people to come to get. The
that's what you did all weekend? A Memorial Day, a holiday weekend? You cleaned in front of your windows?
Well, I have to get all the stuff out of the way so that the people can put the windows in. So
oh,
like,
God, you know how easy.
Why do you give a shit? You're paying them.
And you know how easy it is to replace windows? Ugh, this I am lazy as fuck. Replacing windows is so easy. I would have did that for you. I would have came down, a couple drinks, put some windows in.
Oh God, it's just Cooter
and
Butt.
And now, back by popular demand, it's everyone's favorite game show, Coot or the Butt, with your host, Mike.
Travis, are you asleep?
Guys, the Coot or the Butt is back, and we're all very excited about it. The game is very simple. I'm going to play a sound, and you have to tell me whether it came from the Coot or the Butt.
Yay.
Are you guys ready? This is really exciting. I know that you're into it. Travis, just let me know that you're awake and that you're ready for the sound.
Let me hear them meat flaps a-flapping. Do it. Show me your butt flaps.
Guys, do you think that was the coot? Or do you think that was the butt?
I think it was the butt.
Travis? Travis fall asleep again?
I hope so.
Well, I guess Travis gets the coot then, right? Because you took the butt.
By default.
Napier, you win the coot or the butt.
That was the coot?
No, that was the butt.
Oh, yay!
Guys, we're going to try to wake Travis up.
Send me a big old horse sneeze.
We'll be back in just a minute. Thanks to the turnout in chat. We appreciate all of you. Download people. Hey, we appreciate you too, right? Everybody. We appreciate everybody. All of you.
I wish more people would come to the little hangout. Like, everybody hang out with us. Be here for the fun. Get your jollies in real time.
Napier, are you in chat right now?
The butt.
Travis said the butt.
You're both right, I guess.
Yeah.
New from Amazon, the Alexa Outrage Barometer, an automated third-party source that will give you an unbiased read on whether you should or shouldn't give a fuck.
Alexa, they're selling tickets to a screening of Wonder Woman that's only for women.
The film is being shown on 3,000-plus screens nationwide. Go to a different one.
But it's sexist, right? They're infringing on my rights.
Maybe. But it's ultimately just some broads watching a shitty DC movie. It makes them happy. Why do you give a shit?
Oh. Thanks, Alexa.
The Amazon Alexa Outrage Barometer. Because there's a battle every day. We can help you choose the right ones.
Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Alien Covenant ended up with 37 points, which is pretty solid for a fourth rounder. Probably shouldn't have been a fourth rounder with the stinkers some of us took before it. Our third round pick Baywatch opened this past weekend and finished in third at the box office behind Guardians of the Galaxy, which has been out for 4 fucking weeks. The best part? It has a 37% Metacritic to go with it. The reviews for this movie are so bad that the only way they can spin it is to complain about movie critics having an agenda. Which they do, for sure, but come on. 37%? Barb Wire got a 40%. That's actually true. Critics had more praise for the artistic merit of Barb Wire than this Baywatch movie. Did you see Barb Wire? That movie sucks. We'll have results for Baywatch and Pirates of the Caribbean 5 next week.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Good enough.
The Flash too. And I don't love the Supergirl show, but I love the chick that plays Supergirl. I think she's fucking perfect. But that show kind of just this is whatever. But yeah, Flash I love. I'm totally into Flash.
The fucking goddamn Supergirl fucking TV show is so goddamn cringy. It is nothing but goddamn feminist jokes every fucking time. I try to watch that damn show. I can't get into it. It's like, oh, well, Supergirl, no, you gotta be Superwoman. What happened to all these feminists? Like, dude, what the fuck? Where's this shit on the Flash? It isn't fucking there because it's not fucking funny.
It's better than it was when it was on CBS. When Supergirl was on CBS, it was so much worse than it is now.
I haven't seen anything past season one.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, then that, yeah. Like, this season on CW was way worse than what you're watching then. The only time I watched Supergirl is when it crossed over with all three of the other shows, and then it was fine. But that broad is super hot and perfect as Supergirl. I just can't stand the show.
Have you fellas seen the toxic environment that is social media the last couple days with the Wonder Woman controversy?
What's the controversy?
No, I don't. I've pretty much disavowed Twitter.
So
and the only reason
you've missed it altogether?
Well, no, I saw like a headline that said men are pissed off that there's a women-only screening of Wonder Woman, and I scrolled right past that.
Nobody gives a shit.
I gave up Twitter, and the only thing I use Facebook for is my comic book groups, and specifically the selling comic book groups. So I feel so much better about my life now that I've given up all of that weird non-issue hate. But yes, I know what you're talking about.
I miss you guys on the social media. Dan and you, we had some good times on there. Dan's gone off social media. You're gone.
Toxic.
Is it because Wonder Woman shaved her armpits?
No, it's because they had women-only premiere screenings of the Wonder Woman movie. And a bunch of fucking soft dick dudes are upset that they can't go to this. And it's not even that they can't go to this women-only screening. It's that it exists. It's just like when Curves first popped up.
That, like, just exactly like Curves, Travis. I never thought of that, but that's kind of it.
Yeah, Curves popped up, and it was around for quite a while. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of anti-feminist dudes like popped up and said, "Wait, that's not right.
Why can't I go to Curves?
Are you kidding me? They'd be so pissed if there was a balls gym where it was just for dicks. If it was just for dicks, all the women would be losing their mind." But they wouldn't. The thing is, they wouldn't. Nobody gives a shit.
I feel like probably is male-only gyms, isn't there?
Yeah, it's like called Gold's Gym.
Like a gym. Probably like most gyms. Like,
there has to be.
Everything is pretty much male-only. And if you're a female, you probably feel weird to go there. So if you can have just a female-only thing, it's probably great. It's probably fucking great where a woman could go somewhere with a bunch of fucking dudes looking at their ass and be like, "God, I'd love to fuck that chick." She probably feels really good about the fact she can go somewhere and just work out and not get oogled.
But is there a hypocrisy to it? Sure. But I'm like, so what?
Yeah, nobody gives a shit. You know what? If it's a women's
bad shit
thing,
all the time.
If it's a women's only thing, it doesn't fucking involve me. That's what I think about it. It's bullshit. Nobody gives a fuck. You want to have women do their own workouts in their own fucking place? Good on them. Go fucking work out. It doesn't fucking involve me. I wouldn't be in a workout area anyway.
Besides the fact that the women are working out to have sweet asses for you to look at. You just can't be there while they're creating those sweet asses.
You can look at them while they're leaving in the parking lot. What are they going to do if you set up a lawn chair in their fucking parking lot?
In the chat, Travis, Liquid is very passionate about this topic. He said, "They're only women. Let them be hypocrites. No biggie." And look, are they being hypocrites? sure. But like, I'm not worried about them. Like, I'm worried about, like, dedicating the time to give a fuck about it myself. I mean, like, you know, it's like you selectively leaving social media, Travis. This is like, if you went there and you absorbed the content and you let it infect you and get under your skin, it would. But, like, if you just choose to not worry about it because, I mean, like, there's people doing exclusionary shitty things, but let them. Like, just don't let it affect you.
It's hard, though. I get it. It's very hard. And that's why, like, I tried, like, my jumping off Twitter has been a series of events. Like, I first started unfollowing people that I'm like, man, they're triggering weird shit in me, and I'm not interested in that. I don't feel good about it. And then all of a sudden, like, just, like, there was shit that was hashtagged, and I was like, no, I'm not, I don't want to fucking see that. I'm just, like, not, I don't want to be reactionary to a bunch of shit that doesn't actually affect me. Like, none of this has any bearing on my life at all. Like, it doesn't affect my life at all. And if I don't know it exists, my life is just the same, but I have no choice but to be affected by it if I see it in one way or another. So now that I've gotten off of Twitter, like, I don't feel any of it. So if I see a headline on Facebook, like, bunch of fucking dudes pissed off that they can't go to a woman's only screening of Wonder Woman, I'm like, just fucking wait the week and go when it opens in the theater. There's AMC real close to you. You can just go to the movie. Who gives a shit? That's my reaction, though. Nobody gives a shit. Like, it doesn't matter, and I've moved on from...
But I saw somebody on Twitter comparing it to the gay cake thing. And you know, the people who didn't want to make cakes for gay guys.
There's two guys that didn't want to make a cake for gay guys. Everybody got pissed off. Some other people were like, we'll make them, but we'll charge them more. Who gives a shit?
You know what you have to ask him? You have to ask him, why the fuck do you want to see a DC superhero movie? Nobody gives a shit. Ever. Oh, dude,
Wonder Woman's going to be boss.
You think it's going to be
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. The embargo lifted today, and I have not seen any shit. Like, the review embargo lifted today, and I was expecting to see a flood of DC fucks up again, but I've seen none of it. Like, none of that shit has flooded my Facebook or my news outlets. None of it at all.
I haven't seen either. I haven't seen anybody say anything positive either. Nobody's saying anything about this goddamn movie.
I haven't seen anything.
Nobody will. Yeah. Seeing nothing is the same as seeing nothing but positive, because I'll tell you, if there's one thing that's wrong with any movie nowadays, especially a tentpole movie, every fucking jackass has got to have an opinion and tell you why you should kill yourself if you're involved with the movie, because it's so fucking bad. Because one time Wonder Woman had a shoe on one foot, and then if you switch the camera angle, it was on the other foot that time, and they really fucked up because the continuity is so ruined by that one shot, and that guy's got to tell everybody, and everybody picks up on that and they say, yeah, the continuity is fucking bullshit in that movie, right? And then they haven't seen it, but they tell all their stupid ass friends who live in their fucking mom's basement that it's bullshit.
Oh, the mom's basement thing, there it is.
You knew it was happening.
Yeah, they live in their mom's basement. So do podcasters, right?
I live in my own goddamn basement.
Right. You live in your own basement.
Fucking house. Live in your own basement. I got a geek room in my own basement, you fucking bitches.
Yeah.
Me too. Mine's filled with guns and fucking goalie gear.
And that fucking podcast bench.
Yeah.
Podcast bench in the basement. Fuck those broads going to see Wonder Woman.
Do you think it's bullshit that the Avengers movie is going to have a different fucking Flash in it than in the fucking TV show?
Why do we have two Flashes?
You idiot! It's two different universes. Marvel has the Avengers and DC has Flash. What the fuck are you talking about?
Why is Quicksilver in both?
you go. Quicksilver is the right one.
What the hell's going on?
God damn it.
Yeah!
Quicksilver was better in the fucking Fox movies than in the goddamn Marvel fucking Disney movies.
Boom! Roasted!
Snap.
Yeah! Got him!
Throw out some more hot takes.
Travis, what do you think of Wonder Woman shaving her armpits?
Who cares?
Yeah!
Isn't she... She's letting down women, Travis. Women have armpit hair.
Women should shave their armpits because if I'm going to have some special sexy time with them and their armpits are full of hair, I am gonna walk out of the room.
As well you should.
I'm all for feminism, but I'm also all for hygiene and gender stereotypes.
Travis, I'll tell you what I'm all for. A couple weeks ago, I urged the people that were going to go murder people to do it in more interesting ways so that we had fodder. And I saw a story of a fella in Oregon who went into a thrift store carrying his mother's head that he had decapitated. And he jumped over the counter and stabbed the lady working at the counter of the thrift store while carrying his mother's head.
What did the lady do to him?
She got stabbed, and I imagine yelled for help. But
that
she
seems
also,
very Friday the 13th-ish.
She also died. So she killed two people. But like he cut off a lady's head and then carried it around with him. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Oh, he killed his mom and carried it around her head? I thought maybe he just had access to his dead mother's head.
No, I think he decapitated her. And then he's like, I'm going to take this with me to the thrift store.
It'd be better if he just had access to it and was like, my mom's dead and here's her head. Now I'm gonna kill other people.
Do you remember that WWF wrestler that used to carry around the mannequin head and talk to it? And like he had help written on his forehead backwards.
Was that voodoo guy?
It was like a white guy with long hair. And he had help written on his forehead backwards. Oh, yeah. In the chat, Anchor's got it. Al Snow.
I thought it was Mick Foley.
Yeah, Al Snow. He used to talk to a mannequin head. That's what it reminded me of. I hope that guy's okay. Those wrestlers, they don't have much of a lifespan. Travis, let's get Al Snow on the show. Just to
ring,
see if he's okay.
I don't
okay.
know who that is.
He's that wrestler guy that
ring
had the mannequin head.
Hello? Yes, is Al Snow there? Let me check just a minute. Ding, 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 ding.
Are we
ding,
on hold?
Ding, 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 ding. Hello, this is Al Snow.
Al!
Hi. Yo?
Al, you're on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet radio program. How you doing?
I was just sitting down to eat some dinner.
What are you having?
I don't know, whatever this broad made me.
Yeah? You're okay, right?
No, man, I got a fucking head in my hand. Carry around this fucking head all the time. I'm not okay.
You're still carrying around the head, Al?
What am I gonna do? It's super glued to my hands!
Oh, but I mean, like, your health is okay?
Oh, man, I got kids!
It's really unfortunate that Al Snow has cancer.
Well, what are you gonna do? You know, everybody seems to have cancer these days.
Right, right. This got depressing. I just wanted to know that he was okay, Travis. Can't you just...
Let's start
the thing over. Hey, Al Snow, you're on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet radio program. How you doing?
Yeah, you already said that. I got cancer.
No, I wanted to start the bit over.
We can't, because Al Snow's online.
Al, you're not dead right now, are you?
Not yet. Pretty soon, doctors told me 2 to 3 weeks. This is a pretty short amount of time, right? I should probably know what I'm eating, whatever this broad's making me.
Travis, hang up on Al Snow. Hang up on him. It's bumming me.
I mean, I hear every word he's saying. This is bullshit. I got cancer. You don't want to talk to Al Snow? I'm going to die.
Mikey's got diabetes and cancer.
Liquid Lozenge posted a link in chat that says Al Snow is alive. And he lives in Ohio, and he's fine. And he doesn't have cancer, although I don't know that for sure, but I'm assuming he doesn't.
Well, from the sounds of it, he had cancer and he's going to die.
No, that's just his character that carries around the head. He has cancer. The real Al Snow doesn't.
Like mankind, not loving Chris.
Tom Hanks didn't have AIDS. His character did.
Yeah, but he's a method actor.
He probably got AIDS on purpose to do a better job.
You think he got AIDS just to try it out?
He's like, oh, you know how much I want to do a good job in this movie with Denzel Washington? I want to kiss his boobs. I'm gonna AIDS up.
Travis, I saw, I heard a radio commercial the other day. They're advertising a contest that they're having on the radio where a winner gets 20 tickets to go see Green Day. That's the prize.
Green Day.
20 tickets.
You couldn't find 20 people that would want to see Green Day.
I mean, like, two tickets? Yeah. Why don't you give out two tickets to 10 people?
give me four tickets because I could convince my wife to go to Green Day and I could probably, like, guilt two other people into going.
Yeah, yeah. Four tickets? This is good. It's good. Good. Five people can get four tickets to see Green Day, right? No, no, no. The contest, Travis, is one person gets 20 tickets to go see Green Day.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's just like when I advertised that you could win Bon Jovi play your backyard or whatever. I don't know. I'm not friends with more than like two people, and I'm barely friends with those two people. I could not fill up a backyard party to make it worthwhile for Bon Jovi to play my backyard.
I think giving you 20 tickets to see Green Day, like in spirit, sounds like a really good prize. But then, like, when you really think about it, then, like, you're just being annoying, right? You're like, hey, man, I don't want these tickets to go to waste. Can 18 more people respond to my group text?
Can you find 19 other people that might want to see Green Day, please? Because we cannot.
Like, Metallica is coming here Sunday.
That's sold out.
Well, and I'm looking at tickets on the secondary market, and I'm struggling with it because, you know, I know it's going to be a big hassle. It's at Busch Stadium. There's going to be a million fucking people there. I'm gonna be sitting really far away. It's probably not going to be like great sound. I'm going to have to be around a bunch of people, and they're probably all going to get drunk, and like I can't find one person that would even go to it with me. Like, you know, I've asked tons and tons of people, like, you know, hey, don't you think that we should probably go see Metallica if they come here? I mean, one of them is certainly going to die before they come again, right?
Yeah, but then you have to go watch fucking Metallica.
I think it's one of those things that you should do.
Yeah, except the last, like, six Metallica albums have been complete trash. But as long as they play some stuff out of, like, their hits...
I like the new one a lot.
Ugh.
Yeah. I feel like it's something that I should do.
But you should.
I'm struggling to find one person, Travis. I think that if I was tasked with finding 19 people to go to a Green Day concert with me,
you would be unsuccessful.
Maybe you could just, like, scalp all of them. Like, put it up on Craigslist, $20 a piece, and make a good profit on it.
$10. You won a radio contest. you get to go see Green Day with your significant other, and you can make like $180.
But you know, I struggled with the morality of selling tickets that I got for free with the Blink 182 thing, and karma bit me on that one. Karma bit me big on that one.
Well, that's because you were trying to sell Blink 182 tickets, and you should have just gone.
Didn't you try to sell those Blink 182 tickets to a person who was about to be abducted by their family members?
I put those tickets on Craigslist the evening before the show. The fella that was going to... I didn't even really care that much about going, but I had already invested in driving downtown to pick them up, and a friend of mine was a big fan of Blink 182, and I thought, I might have fun going to see a Blink 182 show for free. And so I had the tickets. Last minute, the guy backs out. He says, I can't go anymore. Take somebody else. And I didn't really find anybody right away, and I was kind of like, well, I don't really care about going to this. So I put them on Craigslist, and I said, I will sell these tickets for $20. Who wants them? And
what was the face value?
Well, nothing. I got them free at the radio station.
Yeah, but what would they have been had they been on sale?
Probably like $30 a piece or something. I mean, they weren't
okay,
like,
so
they were, yeah, yeah.
You're so giving them a good deal. It was
20
a good
for
deal.
The pair, yeah. And that was just to make it worth my time to meet somebody, really. And that I had driven downtown to pick them up. So somebody emails me at 1 o'clock in the morning and says, hey, I want the tickets. And I said, well, I got to work tomorrow. I'm not going to meet you somewhere at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll give you the address to my work. You come to my office. I'm the only one here. This is when I was working at the storage place. You come to the office. I'll be here. You give me $20. I'll give you the tickets. So, the next morning I go to work with the tickets in hand, and a woman comes into my office and says, hey, are you the guy selling the Blink 182 tickets? And I said, yes, I am. Got them out of my pocket to give them to the lady. And she said, no, I'm not the one buying the tickets. I am the girl you talked to's boyfriend's mom. And when she comes here, we've been looking for them because they're both on drugs. And when she comes here, we're going to take her and check her into rehab. And we just wanted to make sure that you weren't going to call the cops because she's probably going to make a commotion.
That's when I would immediately call the fucking cops.
So she said, we're just going to camp out here and wait for her to pull up, and then we're going to take her.
If somebody ever walks up to me casually and say, hey, before we get into this, I want you to know I don't want you to call the cops. That's a red fucking flag. That's when you call the fucking cops. Like, no, you don't just casually walk up to somebody and say, hey, by the way, something's going to happen, and the cops really shouldn't be involved in this for me.
You know, everybody in the chat is, I've told this story on the show before, but everybody in the chat doesn't seem to know the story. So
it was
I'm
a long
there,
time ago.
The time that they were supposed to come pick up the tickets, I'm sitting there, and the time had come and gone. And I'm getting more and more nervous, thinking, oh, my God, I'm, like, going to be the accessory to a kidnapping, right?
Well, yeah.
And so I had to take the bank deposit to the bank and go get something to eat for lunch. And so I'm thinking, is Travis, you're still awake, right? Travis is asleep again, Napier.
So here's what you should have done. If they would have arrived on time, you should have assumed, no, this is bullshit. These people aren't on drugs. But if they're like a half hour to 45 minutes late, of course they're on drugs. They didn't show up to the right time. They're on drugs.
So what I thought, Napier, is if I just leave for a while, then like if they kidnap them while I'm not there, then it wasn't my like I wasn't there. How did I didn't know what was going on. Right.
But it's still on your security tapes. Those places have like fucking cameras, oh, dude.
Yeah. And I would have watched the tape, too, because I would have wanted to know what happened. So I left for like a good 45 minutes. I took an extended lunch break. I was just trying to not be there when it happened. That was my solution. And when I came back, as soon as I pulled in, the mom, and this time she brought her husband in with her to the office. They both came in, and the woman immediately jumped on the offensive, and she said, "Hey, did you tip them off that we were here?" Because they haven't come yet.
You should have said yes. You should have just said, like, yeah, dude, I totally called them. Really, this is none of my business, but I can't have you, like, kidnapping people on the property of where I work. Yeah, you done fucked up.
I said, I don't know any of you. I don't know these people. I was selling them on Craigslist. I said, I don't want anything to do with this. So, you know, leave me out of it. I said, I'll give you the tickets and you can take them and you can call them and tell them you have the tickets and to come get them from you somewhere other than here. I'm at my job. I don't want to be involved in this shit. So go away. Go away.
And you should have said, you should have just fucking told them, look, lady, dude, I don't fucking know you. Either leave my property or I'm going to have you arrested for fucking loitering. Get out of my fucking business. Here's tickets. Just throw them at them and tell them to get the fuck out.
So the guy said, hey, man, I'll pay you for the tickets. And I said, no, I'm giving you the tickets. Take them.
You don't want their fucking blood money.
I don't want your blood money. You get out of my office. I'm giving you the tickets and I'm washing my hands of this whole thing. I'll never sell on Craigslist ever again.
Could they not see this from your position? You put an ad on fucking Craigslist for $20 worth of two strips of paper.
And so what do you do, Napier, as a decent person when somebody says that to you? You still offer to pay for them, right? You say, oh, no, I insist. You know, you're just a guy trying to sell tickets. But he said, oh, okay, thanks. Took him, walked out.
You know what I would have done if it was me? I would have waited till my fucking kids got back to the house where they live to deal with this shit when they're at my goddamn fucking residence,
right?
Not some dude's goddamn work.
Right.
What did you have to do with all of this? Not a fucking thing. Why is this your responsibility to bear? Why do you even need to know this shit?
Well, and that's where it went from there, because the woman started telling me like what to lie to her kids about when they show up. Like what the lie should be. And I said, no, I gave you the tickets. My part of this is over.
Exactly. Why are they burdening you with information that you don't need to know about? You were conducting a $20 fucking bullshit concert venue ticket scam. Bullshit.
So Napier, hours go by. I hadn't heard from anyone. I thought, I escaped this. I don't know anything about it. All has ended well. And I get a phone call at my office, which I didn't give them the phone number. I don't know how they got it. I guess they Googled it. And
yeah, that's not too hard to do anymore.
It was a young teenage gentleman who said, hey, do you still have those tickets? I know that we're running late. I said, oh, shit. No, man. Are you the guy that I was talking to on email? And he said, yeah, sorry, we fell asleep. You know,
they were probably on drugs, yeah.
As a drug addict would do. Or someone who's been drinking since 1 o'clock and eating barbecue.
Yeah, or heroin, you know, whatever.
One of those. And I said, no, actually, your parents were here, and I gave them the tickets. So if you still want to go to the concert, you should contact them. He said, holy shit, really? Our parents? And he said, wait, just a second. Was the guy bald? And I said, yes, the man that was here was bald. He said, holy shit, that was my dad.
Like it couldn't have been a dude with hair or a dude with not hair?
Nope. The bald thing is what tipped him off. That means it was his dad.
Did you tell him they were trying to, like, kidnap them?
No. I left it at that, and I never heard from any of them again. I hope somebody went to the Blink 182 concert. That's all I hope. I hope those seats didn't go empty.
Oh, I bet they did.
You think they did?
You should. Yeah, you should have fucking told them, hey, not to alarm you, but your parents are going to kidnap you and take all your fucking needles away. Like, if you want your needles, you're going to have to get the fuck out, dude.
You know, that was probably when Tom DeLonge was still in the band, too, right?
It was, yeah. It was their big comeback.
That's sweet. I would have totally went to that.
You know, Blink 182 was scheduled to perform at that arena that the Ariana Grande bombing was in just a couple of weeks.
I bet they're not going.
No, it's closed indefinitely. I was looking at the schedule. It's really weird. Like, you know, all of these bombing attacks, they're always... It's always claimed that they, you know, really thought it through and, like, you know, planned a whole thing, and it was like a, like, well, like, choreographed event. But, like, I was looking at the schedule of people at these and I mean, like, 2 days before Ariana Grande, there was multiple sold out shows of Take That, who is actually from that city. That's like the band that, the boy band that Robbie Williams was in. And so, I mean, if you were trying to get, like, you know, that city, what better concert to blow up than their hometown boys, you know? And a week after Ariana Grande had events from the WWE. And I mean, like, you know, that would be primarily men, you know, more formidable opponents, you know, and in Kiss, which would, you know, be, you know, more of an adult crowd. And, you know, I could make the argument, like, more of a symbol of America. I would say that Kiss is much more American than an Ariana Grande concert, right?
Oh, no, these shitbags only target children and people who can't fight back.
So is that what it was? Like, so children was the ideal target?
Ariana Grande? Yeah, you're not getting somebody over the age of 25. It's not fucking happening.
I wonder why that was the one. Like, if this was well planned out, why was Ariana Grande the one?
Probably to scare parents. Got your, you know, something happened to your fucking kids or something your kids might have gone to. Like, oh, God, I know that person from my, you know, fucking kids. I've never heard of this person. They love them. Oh, my God, they're attacking something my children love. Like, yeah, that's you know, that's going to scare the shit out of people. That's what terrorists do. They scare the shit out of you.
So it's scarier.
Of course it is.
Blowing up Kiss isn't this scary?
No, you're going to kill a bunch of 50 and 60 year olds. Not going to scare anybody but their kids, maybe. What are they going to do? Tell their parents they can't go to a concert? No, that's not fucking happening.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, you attack kids because that's going to scare everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and guess what? The kids can't fight back. there's less security because, oh, what are these kids going to do? Oh, yeah, one shithead's going to bring in a bomb.
I was listening to This American Life, and they were talking about something called Fermi's Paradox, which is like if it's crazy to imagine that we're the only life forms on Earth. And it makes sense, you know, it seems like very short-sighted to think that we're the only ones out there. But if we're not, then where the fuck is everyone? Where are the aliens? Where are they? Why haven't they gotten here yet? Like, are we it? And
well,
I hope that we are, because, I mean, like, fuck other people, man.
Well, the two answers to the question are both fucking horrifying. Either, you know, we're not and everything else is so above us that they don't even give us a goddamn second glance, or we are, and if we are, that is kind of fucking terrifying that we're the only thing ever to actually get this far. Like, what does that mean for the future? What are we just destined to be consumed by our own sun, or is something else going to come down here and, you know, irradiate the planet until we're all dead? Because you know what? Fuck those things. They're getting too advanced. They might leave their little biosphere.
Like an Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Like Optimus Prime. There's going to be battles here, or there's no battles anywhere. And we just roam about the universe looking at absolutely nothing. There's nothing out there. Nobody gives a shit.
Travis, do you think there's aliens?
Travis, don't give a shit.
Is there anything out there, Travis? Is there anything? Or is it just
like, what if there was? What if there was something out there? What do you think you're going to gain by talking to whatever it is out there?
Nothing. We can't get along with anybody now. So, like, the only thing that could happen is bad.
You know what I saw? There was this parrot. I forget the damn thing's name. I think it was called, like, Einstein or something. It was this parrot that knew a shit ton of words. It could make a logical sentence. It could talk to you as best that it could. And the way that it talked to people was like a two-year-old trying to... It's doing his damn best to put a sentence together. And it was like really basic, dumb bullshit. Like, I would like water. I would like, you know, a carrot. And that was the extent of what it could say to people. And anytime you got deeper than, I want this piece of fruit, it didn't really sound very... It sounded like a cartoon Neanderthal. You know, like you see those old Hanna-Barbera cartoons where like, oh, this is... They're like, grunt, grunt, fart, piss, I wish to shit. That's pretty much what this bird did.
I heard some rustling, Napier. I heard some rustling.
He probably farted. Why are you talking about this dude's gases? Travis, he knows what he's doing.
Travis, is there anything out there? Is there aliens?
If there was anything out there, they would shy away from us completely because they see how we treat each other. And they'd be like, well, we don't want anything to do with that. Let's just gather together. We'll bide our time, and then we'll just wipe them off the face of the universe.
But don't you think they're probably assholes, too?
What if they can't? What if they have this technology to, like, look at things or travel to places, but they can't blow shit up?
They just leave. Because that's the thing, Napier. If they see us and they can't blow us up, then they just see how we behave towards each other, and they see what kind of society that we have now and the way that people treat each other, and they're going to come down here and they're going to be like, oh, if they can't blow us up, they're just going to be like, nah, I mean, let's not, these guys are no good. Let's just go away. Let's go far, far, far away. We've made contact. We don't want anything to do with them. We can't learn anything. We can't share information because look how terrible and awful all of these fucking people are. Let's go away.
Let's put a positive spin on that. Let's put a positive on that. Let's take that and let's make it into a positive. What if we are the universe's Australia, where everything is poisonous, everything is deadly, and you don't know how anything can live there without fucking killing everything else. And you look at everything that we're doing, where there's fucking, we're irradiating our own biosphere, we're, you know, burning everything that we can just to put more CO2 in our atmosphere, and we just shoot the living shit out of each other, and everybody looks at that from the entire universe and goes, God, Jesus Christ, what could actually survive there? And then something comes out of it, and they're like, oh yeah, hey everybody, we're getting into the intergalactic thing. Hey, how about you come over and talk to us? And everything that they have to, you know, exploit us with, or, you know, shoot at us, we're like, yeah, we got 50 of those. We don't give a shit yet. That's nothing. We got like 10 things better than that. Like, hey, you want to see this beetle? This beetle you can literally hit with a hammer. Hit it with a hammer into a brick. It isn't going to give a shit. You want some of those? You want some of our beetles? And let the entire universe just be like, nope, we're not fucking with that. Nope, not going near it. It's like watching a spider eat an entire snake. Like, not like a little fucking snake, like a rattlesnake. And you just like, I can't live in that place. And that's the entire universe to Earth. Mike, Travis. What do you think about that?
Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything you want the people to know about? Do you have like a pick of the week?
No, man. I got nothing. I don't have.
Are you okay?
My last two weeks have been pretty shitty. I haven't had a lot of time to do anything but work and be sad and upset and try to figure out my place in the universe. I have no picks. I've not been consuming like I usually do, but I've not been creating either.
Travis, what about Baywatch? Are you excited about Baywatch?
Baywatch can suck a dick.
I've seen like 3 previews for it. They should have never shown any previews for it. I was excited before I saw any footage from the movie. I was excited. Now I'm not excited anymore.
Are you going to go see it, though?
Yes, of course.
Hashtag Baywatch watch.
Alexandra Daddario. Anytime she's in a motion picture, hashtag perfect boobs. I'm in it. I'm into it.
Travis, I just want you to know I'm going through the same thing at my goddamn work right now. And you know what I'm going to tell you? Maybe, just maybe, the people in charge, they all take crazy pills and jump off windows. You know what? Well, just hope for the best.
But what if you're kind of in charge?
Oh, I'm not in charge of anybody. I've made that perfectly clear to anybody that has ever asked me, hey, are you the lead here? Are you like the team lead? I tell them, no, there is no team lead, because if I'm the team lead, nobody's fucking in charge, because I'm not in charge of any of these fuckers. I'm going to do my job, and if nobody else wants to do their job and I have to do their job, I will do all of that shit, but I am not in charge of any one of these fuckers. That is for you to figure out. You're in charge. You do your job. I'm going to sit at this desk, and I'm going to do mine. And that doesn't mean I'm going to look after any of these other fucking assholes.
Guys,
I'm probably going to quit.
Don't quit. That's how they win. You know what you do, Travis?
Kill yourself?
No, you hang around until eventually one day, maybe you are in charge. And when you're in charge, you know what happens? Let the whole place burn. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Just like, one of these days, guys, I'm going to be in charge. And I'm going to let this whole fucking place burn around me. I'm going to show up at 6 o'clock. I'm going to go home at 3 o'clock. And if anybody has anything to say to me, I'm going to ignore them. Not going to talk to them. I'm going to be in charge. And nothing's going to get fucking done. And eventually, one day, it'll burn.
Guys. Maybe, like, we can just take a pleasant little vacation, like, through the power of imagination.
Mike, can I tell you an uplifting story?
Yes, Napier, please do.
I found about this on the Reddit, and I like Reddit because you know, 35 to 40% of it's true. And apparently, Billy Joel has a daughter.
Alexa Ray Joel.
I don't know her name, but if that's her name, that's a good-ass name. And apparently, in 2009, she was feeling suicidal. And what she did was, she took a fuck ton of homeopathic pills. Like, she got all these homeopathic pills, all that she could get, and just swallowed every single one of them. Guess what happened, Mike?
What happened, Nathan?
Nothing. Because homeopathy is bullshit. If you try to kill yourself with homeopathy, you know what you're going to do? The only thing you can kill yourself with is water. So you better try fucking drowning. Because that's what it is.
Huh. Travis? Just use your imagination and let's just take a trip. Let's go somewhere tropical.
I don't want to go anywhere tropical. Travis, are you with me that you don't want to travel anywhere and you just want to be a house cat where you can just be left a fucking alone for a goddamn day?
No.
No? Travis.
What is Travis doing?
I think he's playing a soundboard. Travis. Travis.
So no picks of the week then, buddy.
You know, my pick of the week is Guardians of the Galaxy.
What's your pick of the week? I hope Travis is okay.
My pick of the week is Guardians of the Galaxy, which I just saw today.
You like it?
Fuck yeah. Who the fuck doesn't like Baby Groot? Anybody who's going on about, oh, there's Baby Groot, they're pandering to people, which you know what I'm fucking talking about. You have no goddamn soul.
Yeah.
Dead inside fucking shit burglar.
Guys, we're gonna do a better show next week.
No, we aren't.
Yeah, we are. It'll be better next week.
This was a good show. Just, what are you on
just
about?
Just forget this one, guys. Next week will be better. Right, Travis?
I love this show. Travis? Travis, will you be my Easter egg of love? Will you be my peep that I find in my Easter egg? Will you be my jelly bellies that make my belly all jelly from, you know, the heart disease and Travis, tell me how I'm your huckleberry. Will you be my saltine cracker with my cheese? Travis, will you be my whisper in the wind? Travis, will you be the peanut butter in my chocolate? Travis, will you be my sloppy seconds on a frat boy weekend? Travis, will you be my Dragon Balls? Travis, will you be my well to That's My Mama? Travis,
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one, and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all. You ungrateful fuckfaces.
Napier.
Where are you? And I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight. I need somebody in all ways. Stay every time. And as I stare, I call the Welsh mother spiders. Because they spiders.
Turn the microphones back on exactly when I did that. Is that correct?
Don't waste your time on me.
Boy. Boy, that was a nightmare of a show.
Hello there. Nightmare, the shadow in the background of the morgue, the unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if you want.
Oh boy,
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I'm sweating. Why am I sweating?
Sorry guys, I was really inebriated when we got on. I'm much more sober now.
You're okay?
Yeah, I'm good now. But
now that you fake killed yourself on the show.
Three times.
You know, if you would have told me tonight was going to be the night that you busted out your Blink-182 impression, I wouldn't have believed you.
Happy Memorial Day.
I want you to the troops.
Hello.